B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He is the great Jason Stark. He is brought to us by DraftKings. Hello, Jason.
Mike, how'd you enjoy that finish of that game last night?
Well, let's talk about that because, See, Jason, I look at you. You're a man who's never flustered. You're a stoic, a baseball stoic. But apparently that finish even shook you last night.
You know, we've seen some ugliness on the field in this town. But those two innings for a team with October ambitions, I mean, that's when the Phillies' follies reel. They were just embarrassing. Like, they scored the 8th, 9th, and the 10th innings of that game and still lost. You know how hard that is? They hadn't done it in 30 years. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It was actually hard to believe that the Orioles were that team that did it to them, too. So, yeah. So let's pick apart the play. Interestingly enough, three of the gentlemen who made bad plays, and I include Rhys Hoskins in this, are in the lineup tonight, which I find really interesting. But let's look at the first play. Now, the way I see it, I know Segura is the obvious because he muffed the play. But I'm looking at the first baseman who really should have taken charge in that situation, and he kind of like backed off and was not demonstrative at all in a ball that was like right over his head. So where do you put the blame there?
I think they share it, but it's more Gene Segura than it is Rhys Hoskins for me. Now, first off, you should know that pop-up was such a routine play that the expected batting average, the hit probability on a ball hit like that in the big leagues is zero. It's caught 100% of the time, but that one wasn't caught. And I had a guy call me this morning who's a former major league third baseman and first baseman, because he was so worked up about the play. And he said, it's clearly the first baseman's ball, 100%. It's not even close. He said the only time the third baseman should ever call anybody off on a ball like that is if it's the pitcher standing there. And so, I asked him about Segura being inexperienced at third base. And he said, that doesn't matter, especially if he has to run across the mound to get to it, because you should know when you're going up and down a hill that that's trouble. So he was mostly critical of Gene Segura, but he's not from here. So he asked me, in fact, what Rhys Hoskins said after the game. So I told him, and he said, the first baseman has to take charge, and that's his mistake, and he should have made that clear after the game. I mean, Rhys kind of said it, but he knows he should have. That play did not happen.
Listen, I am not a fan of Segura, as you well know. I think he's an anti-glue man, and that's why he's been passed around to a lot of teams. But I look at that, and I go, well, maybe he just didn't hear Hoskins, who wasn't demonstrative, and said, well, somebody's got to catch it. And then he wasn't mindful enough to know that he's going to stumble across a mound and not look at his feet. So, the bottom line is they have a lot of guys that don't have the look of a winning team on them. So let's take Roman Quinn now. Now, if you're thinking the game at all, Jason, if you're thinking the game at all, there's a man on, right?
Yep.
The last thing that you can do is that.
Absolutely. That can happen. And you know, Mike, you and I have talked a lot about Roman Quinn. I want to buy into Roman Quinn. And he's fun, right? He's a spectacular athlete. He's one of the three fastest runners in the sport, but he makes it hard. He doesn't. I talked to a scout about him who said he's 250 games behind where he should be because of all the injuries and all the time he's lost. And you know where that shows up? It shows up in feel for moments like that one, or lack of feel, right? Mm-hmm. In not instinctively knowing you can't dive there. And it just makes him an exasperating player because there's the tools, there's a lot to like. But is he a better baseball player than Adam Haseley? He's not, because he just hasn't played enough baseball.
So you're suggesting that Haseley should be the everyday guy. And now Quinn's in the lineup tonight because he's a left-hander pitching. You would go Haseley.
I mean, I don't know, but Adam Haseley's, he's been good. You know, there's nothing about his tools that flash, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a baseball player. He really has a good feel for who he is, what he is. He has good at bats. You know, there's a steadiness to Adam Haseley that's growing on me. And, you know, the Roman Quinn roller coaster ride.
Yeah. I got you, but I think they need to do better than even Adam Haseley. I don't dislike Adam Haseley. I think he's a Greg Gross Delhunter type of guy.
He might be a fourth outfielder or a three and a half.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So let's look at the bullpen for a second here. And listen, we can all say it stinks, but I want to go like to the mindset coming into the year, thinking it didn't stink. And I don't understand. And what do you like? This is thing that goes to the general manager's office, but to me also goes to the manager saying, like, "What do you? I can't deal with this. You got to give me something better than that." What restricted the dollars on the bullpen? Is it Mr. Owner, or is it they're just making judgments that are faulty?
I think there's a little of both on that. I mean, the ownership part of it is John Middleton has told them he did not want to be over the threshold going into the year, but if they earned the right to go over in mid-year by adding at the deadline, he was open to that. It's an interesting stance, but that's what he told them. And the rest is, I thought a lot about this because Joe Girardi's strength in a decade of managing the big leagues was running the bullpen. The pitching coach, I think, is one of the best around. It doesn't get much better than Brian Price. And then think about that versus what we're watching. And how does it not come down to evaluation? Now, I had a tweet yesterday. I'm going to update it for you. Their ERA now, their bullpen, when they're leading, is over 11. It's worse than any other team's bullpen ERA when trailing.
Yeah,
you know how hard it is to have an 11 ERA out of your pen when you have the lead. It's almost impossible.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, and that's my point. Like, they've got guys that you throw out there and you cross your fingers. And every guy is
all of them.
Yeah, they're all cross the fingers guy. And like that, I don't see how you can be so out of whack judgment wise when it comes to that. But
yeah,
let's look at some other. So, like, right, the general question for you about the Phillies. We're talking to Jason Stark. What are they? They're certainly not a playoff team in my view. But again, this season's so skewed that they could leak in. But what are they as a team?
You know, it occurred to me last night watching that. It's not out of the realm of possibility they could finish last. I mean, think about it. The Braves are clearly better. The Nationals are better when they get everybody back, and Strasburg's back now. The Mets are about the same as them. Probably have more good arms. And the Marlins are off to a good start at 7-4 in a short season. It's not out of the question that this team could finish last. There's talent. There's not enough depth of talent. Rotation with Spencer Howard is good enough to contend. Middle of the order, good enough to contend. Everything else, bullpen, depth especially, not good enough. You're not going to win with that roster.
All right, a couple quick individual questions, and then I'll let you go. They don't have a defined right-handed DH. And so, like, you know, they have Gosselin, they can play. But they don't. So what I'm asking you is, this is a twofold question. They've got a Kingery problem. Now, what are the chances that they bring up Bohm and either DH him at times, play him at third base, and then play Segura at second, would they be close to thinking about that? Because they don't have enough time. And I'm not saying give up on Kingery. I'm just saying right now do the best thing for the team.
I don't know the answer to that. Really haven't tipped their hand on that at all. They obviously haven't been in a hurry to bring him up. They, you know, summer camp, he certainly wasn't ready to be in the big leagues in summer camp. And I don't know how you even evaluate what's going on in the alternate site with no stats and no scouts and no video and no nothing. Mm-hmm. It just show up and show up.
Yeah.
Know, stay in the field. So
that's not going to happen.
I think it's got to happen at some point. I just think they got to fix Kingery if it's possible. I see a guy who used to play with such an edge and so much energy, so much confidence. He's lost that, and I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, he doesn't. He looks like he doesn't have any confidence with the baseball bat in his hands.
He's 40.
Yeah, he just does. You know, he's lost, and you can see exactly his hands are not inside the ball. He's rolling over on like weak ground balls. All right, last question is: you talk to scouts a lot, and you saw Spencer Howard. Okay, debut, not sensational, but what were scouts saying about it?
Not the Spencer Howard that they'd seen coming through the system. Just like outside of his curveball, which is such a good pitch, he didn't have a feel for anything. And you know, like when you think about all the fastballs that he just overthrew, how few fastballs he could drive down there at the knees, the bottom of the zone, and that's not who he is. Slider wasn't good. Changeup is a really good pitch, and he didn't have a feel for that pitch at all. Let's see what the next one looks like. But you know,
when will that come?
Really like him?
When will that come? They're talking about like a halfy game.
Yeah, well,
they're not ready to commit to.
I mean, like if I were running the world, I would start him, and Vince Velasquez then becomes what he should be anyway, like a 2-inning. Throw as hard as you can, relief pitcher kind of guy.
How could they not let you roll the world? You're in the freaking Hall of Fame, for crying out loud.
Let me roll.
You're in the Hall of Fame. Come on. If they're going to let you roll the world, who are they going to let?
I appreciate the vote of confidence. Nobody's ever let me rule anything. I don't even rule the house in the world.
All right, listen, man. I know you're going to be watching Philly sports tonight like we all are.
Oh, yeah.
You like the Flyers in how many games?
I haven't watched one second of hockey, so I'm going to turn on that one. All right. The puck, I should say.
All right. We'll let you off the hook. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Jason Stark, brought to us by DraftKings.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.